Chapter 4, Betrayal and the Loss of Faith. We will all face betrayal in major and minor relationships. It is inevitable. What happens to the human heart when betrayal casts its dark shadow over our lives? And why is it important to know? Because betrayal eventually hardens the arteries of trust and causes us to become cynical and suspicious. It darkens our memories of even the good moments in a relationship and cuts us off from the presence of God. But the fruit of facing betrayal in others and ourselves is that we come to a new awareness of God's faithfulness in response to our betrayal of Him. He is faithful. And if we look carefully at the stories of our past that are laced with betrayal, loss, and bitterness, we will find they are also marked by memories of His surprising protection. The truth is, every conflict has at least two points of view. As any relationship ends through the trauma of betrayal, it moves through a process that involves more than one lie, one affair, or one moment of slander. But in essence, it begins with a failure to love that is neither confessed, forgiven, nor reconciled. As the schism widens, others will be invited to share each person's perspective. If the tension is severe, a confidant is unlikely to remain a trusted friend unless he sides with the hurt, misunderstood, innocent party, that is, the person bringing him into confidence. If the confidant is also a friend of the other person, he will probably be unable to remain close friends with either party if he attempts to retain neutrality or an objective perspective of both parties' sins. The friends of a divorcing couple will either distance themselves from both husband and wife or pledge allegiance to one. If they choose neutrality, they'll probably lose the friendship of both. On the other hand, if they rally behind one, they'll probably experience immediate growth in intimacy with that person while sensing greater antipathy toward the other. The opposed party must be demonized in order to justify such a change in allegiance. This requires new data, stories that place the husband or wife in clear categories of good and evil, innocence and guilt. Then the spin that exonerates the innocent and vilifies the guilty is told to a growing group of people willing to join the jury. As the stories are disseminated and ultimately distorted, the gossip reaches critical mass, and the original parties know that the truth has collapsed on itself. Now it is little more than a propaganda war.